You're listening to the VA Claims Authority. I'm Gary, Air Force veteran, VA disability claims strategist, and the guy who got denied, fought back, and won. I'm here to make sure the VA doesn't leave you behind. Whether you're filing your first claim or fighting your fifth appeal, this is your briefing. Let's get into it. Here's the blunt truth. The single sentence you say at a C&P exam will often decide your claim more than your service medal, more than your memory of dates. Most vets walk in thinking this is just a polite medical visit. Wrong. The examiner is collecting evidence for adjudication, and your words are evidence. Today, I'm going to give you three practical things. Exact phrases to use at the exam, the forms and documents you must bring, and three red flags to avoid that quietly sink claims. This isn't legalese. It's kitchen table, say it out loud prep. First, what your examiner is actually required to do. The C&P examiner's job is to document your current condition and whether there's a link, a nexus to service. They use standardized tools, DBQs, disability benefits questionnaires, and C&P worksheets specific to the condition. You might get a musculoskeletal DBQ, a mental health PTSD DBQ, or a general medical exam worksheet. Those DBQs are structured. They ask about history, objective findings, and functional limitations. Keep in mind, adjudicators apply the VA rating schedule when they read that report. The examiner's note becomes primary medical evidence in your file, so completeness matters. If an examiner skips a required test, the adjudicator may either request clarification or deny due to insufficient evidence. Second, what to say. Speak in concrete, anchored statements. Don't editorialize. Use time anchors and specific limits. Examples you can use word for word. I first noticed this knee pain in June 2008 after the field exercise in Kandahar. On a bad day, I can walk about 2 blocks before I need to rest for 5 to 10 minutes because of pain and catching. Or, when I climb stairs, I need to use the rail, and I avoid carrying anything heavy with that leg. Say how often, daily, weekly, with every shift, and describe what you can't do that you could do before service. For flare-ups, name triggers and frequency. After a day of standing more than 4 hours, my back goes into spasm, and I am unable to bend for 24 to 48 hours. Those specifics map to the rating criteria. Frequency, duration, and functional loss. Use short factual sentences and avoid speculation about doctors. Conclusion. Also bring 2 short script lines on paper so you don't forget under pressure. Write these exact lines and hand them to the examiner if needed. I first experienced symptoms during service on month per year, and currently, on an average week, my symptoms limit me from performing specific activity, number times, or for duration. Read those aloud if nerves hit. Simple, factual, repeatable. Third, what not to say. There are 3 language traps that create doubt. Trap 1, hedging. Avoid words like maybe, probably, I think, or I guess. Those language markers sound like uncertainty. Trap 2, volunteering unrelated admissions. Don't say things like, I haven't gone to physical therapy in years, unless asked. If it's relevant, bring the notes instead. Trap 3, minimizing, saying it's not a big deal or I'm okay most of the time, undercuts claims. If an examiner asks a leading question, for example, do you work? Answer the question and then add the limitation. Yes, I work, but I avoid lifting over 10 pounds and I need to sit every 30 minutes due to pain. If you need a moment to think, pause. Silence is fine. Don't invent explanations to fit what you think they want to hear. Now let's talk evidence and logistics. The practical kit. Bring your service treatment records, or at least printouts of the relevant pages, private treatment notes, imaging reports, prescriptions, and any lay statements or buddy letters that describe functional loss. Label them with a simple cover sheet, condition name, date range, and a one-line summary, like left knee pain, worsening since 2008. Recent X-ray 2024 shows moderate osteoarthritis. Put documents in chronological order, two-sided copies, and hand a copy to the examiner if they ask. If you have a nexus letter from a clinician saying the condition is at least as likely as not related to service, bring it and flag the page. If the examiner skips required objective tests, say range of motion measurements, ask politely, "Will you be measuring range of motion today?" If they say no, ask them to note the reason in the report. If the exam is incomplete or the report is vague, you have options. Submit a supplemental claim with the new or clarifying evidence, or ask the VA to schedule a new exam. When in doubt, contact the VSO or accredited representative after the exam for next steps. A couple quick rules on documentation. Label lay statements with the author's name, relationship to you, and specific dates when they observed the issue. For private doctors, highlight the findings that match your exam testimony. Swelling, limited ROM, weakness, symptom frequency, so adjudicators can spot concordance between your words and objective notes. Action step. Do this today. Go to vacclaimsauthority.com and download the DBQ checklist and the one-page timeline template. Fill out a one-page timeline, tying your symptoms to service events with dates, and write two script lines you will say at the exam. Put those lines on a card in your wallet. If you have a current private treatment note that supports your statements, scan or photograph it and bring a labeled copy to the exam. That single timeline plus two script lines will change how clearly your evidence reads to an adjudicator. Quick recap. Three takeaways to remember at the exam. 1. Be specific. Dates, frequency, duration, and functional limits. 2. Don't hedge or minimize uncertainty creates doubt. 3. Bring labeled evidence and a short timeline. If a test is skipped, ask for it to be noted and follow up through your rep or a supplemental claim. That's your briefing. Now go execute. If this episode helped you, share it with a veteran who needs to hear it. And if you need help with your claim, whether it's an audit, a rebuttal, or a full strategy session, head to vacclaimsauthority.com. I've got the tools and the experience to help you win. I'll see you next episode. And remember, your service earned this. Don't let paperwork take it from you. The VA won't tell you this. I will